www.thebigfoodshow.com.
Whatever you would like. All you have to do is dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. In addition, you can reach us on Skype. Our Skype username for you to connect to is lrn.fm. So you can get hooked up in whatever way works best for you. Normally on Friday nights, recently it's been ladies' night with Julia and Allie together, but we're going in a completely different direction tonight. We are going with Dudes in Keen, as it has been called. Well, no, we're not. That's not the name of the show. It's Free Talk Live, and the guys with me tonight are Puke and Andrew.
Hello.
Hi, this is Puke.
You might know them from Puke and the Gang. We talk about Puke and the Gang usually when Julia's here and, you know, give you guys some plugs.
Oh, you do? That's good.
On the radio. Yeah, it seems like the right thing to do. You'll probably get a few plugs tonight here at PukeandTheGang.com. You guys do a radio show that's entirely different. Maybe a little similar, but not really.
Yeah, but it spawned out of Free Talk Live, actually.
Right, this is the Free Talk Live Sunday editions back in the day.
Yeah, we kind of spun off and did our own thing when Mark gave us the axe.
Did he give you the axe? Was that
so after we were fired? Yeah. When he started up the Sunday thing, that's when we, a few weeks or so, maybe a month later, we decided to do our own show. We do a weekly show, podcast.
That's right.
And
live. You do it on, like, Ustream.
Yes, there is a Ustream channel. On occasion. Sometimes that doesn't happen.
More often than not.
Yeah, but our show is definitely more irreverent. We do a more lighthearted, comedy-based. There's a lot of cursing, a lot of talk that you would not hear on a regular radio show. So
indeed.
Definitely be aware that it is not as intellectually astute as this program.
I don't think many people would call this show very intellectually astute either.
Well, then ours is far below it. So,
you guys have a good time. I've been on a number of times, and it's always a blast to be on with you. So thank you for coming in to do Free Talk Live tonight. I know that, Andrew, you had, I guess, a news story that kind of ties into your personal life to some extent about a game that I know was played at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't know if it was last year or the year before.
I think it was a couple years ago, possible multiple times.
But the game is called Assassins. And,
or Killer in some cases.
Okay, and I don't know, maybe begin with explaining the game and then the news?
Well, basically, you have a teammate, and usually this takes place in high school. In my case, it took place in my high school. You have a teammate, and you are given your mission. Your mission is another team, so it's just two names, you know, that are written on a piece of paper that you have to keep quiet. You don't want anyone to know who you're after. And the goal is to shoot them with a squirt gun before the week's over, or whatever timeline is given to you.
Okay.
And someone is also after you.
So you have to assassinate them.
Yes.
So everyone in the game has a target.
Yes. So you can't just squirt anyone in the game. You have to squirt either your target or the people who have you as a target, and you can progress to the next round.
All right.
And it gets pretty intense.
Now, so when does the next round start? Is it after the first week? So
basically, at least in my case, it went week by week.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, I think, a couple months of rounds that went on until there was finally a winner. And the winners generally organized it the next year and won all the money. Usually you pay $20 a head, and the money is pooled and split between the organizers and the winners. And this is all just my personal case, my scenario, you know, what I experienced back in high school, but
mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's similar elsewhere. I'm sure rules vary here and there, but for the most part, water balloons, squirt guns, you know, people after one another. Sometimes you're alone. Sometimes you're with your teammate. There's alliances formed, and it can get pretty intense leading up to some actually very dangerous things, such as car chases and sneaking around late at night outside people's homes.
Now, what are the rules surrounding how you can get somebody out? I mean, you just have to squirt them once?
Yeah, as long as you squirt them once. Usually, you want your friends around, people around, your teammate or whomever
it?
To witness it.
Okay.
That way, it can't be refuted. And, you know, generally, they have a lot of other rules involved. In my case, the rules were, you know, it was illegal at school or banned from school. If you were caught doing it, you'd be expelled.
Is there a lot of, I got you, nah? kind of things? Like if you can't see the squirt, squirt?
Yeah, are there referees?
Not as much as you would think. I recall scenarios where, you know, my teammate or myself is hanging out the car window, squirting at someone else's car who had their window cracked, smoking a cigarette, so it's questionable whether or not you got them. You know, things like that. But usually you want to go for an obvious kill.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal, is just take them by surprise, get an obvious squirt mark on their chest, or nail them in the face with a water balloon. But, you know, generally the rules forbid you from playing during school hours or on school property, and also forbid you from getting your kill while they're at work.
So, is this something that the school would be... doesn't sound like the school was affiliated with in any way.
No.
This is just the people in the school, your friends and the kids in the class.
Yeah, exactly. And in our case, there was probably about 800 people participating at the beginning.
No way.
Yeah, it was big. Our school was also...
that's ridiculous.
You know, 3,000 people for two grades.
Still, though, that's huge.
Yeah, it was big. It was a big deal. And if you're going to win, you're going to have to really go nuts like we did with the car chases. And
who keeps track of all those, you know, statistics or whatever? Huh?
Basically, you have to turn...
somebody's running the numbers?
Yeah, you turn your kills into the organizers. Mm-hmm. And
are they taking a cut?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They basically, if they raise, you know, $2,500, they're taking $1,250 and the winners take $1,250.
Do they make up a bracket or a spreadsheet or something?
Yeah.
How do you keep track of 800 people?
Exactly. You do brackets, and it's really not that difficult because teams get phased out very quickly. If you don't get your kill, you're out. Or if you don't get a kill.
After the week. So
yeah.
Okay.
At the end of the week, if you're killed or you haven't killed someone, you're done.
Now, I mean, what strategy... obviously, there's going to be news we're going to get to that is surrounding this, but what's the strategy to... I mean, is it more than just luck? I mean, how can you win in this game? Is it just... I mean, because everybody gets the drop on you, right? Like, you have no idea who your killer is supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. At first, when it first starts, you know, at the beginning of each week, your friends become your enemies. My best friends in the whole world had me as their target.
Yeah.
And the first round. And you establish safe houses, like
just
where you all
random.
Hang out. Yes.
Okay.
You know, it was completely random.
Mm-hmm.
They had me as a target, and, you know, you're suspicious of everyone. So all your friends that come to your house, you squirt them just to be safe. And, you know, my friend showed up at my house. I squirted him just to be safe. Meanwhile, he was expecting to squirt me when he walked in, but I happened to get the jump on him. And he didn't say anything for a minute. Then his face turned bright red in anger. And then he admitted that he had us as his target, and he's out of the game now.
So,
you know, day one.
If you preempt their squirt, then they're out of the game.
Yeah, they can't then squirt you.
Even just to clarify, maybe I missed something. So, your friend had you as a target.
Yes.
But you didn't necessarily have your friend as a target.
No, we had somebody else.
Right.
So, we didn't have to worry about our target,
I see.
My teammate and I, because we already got our kill.
Okay.
You know, day one.
So, that's strategy then. So, squirt anybody that comes around.
Yeah. So, basically, then you have a safe house where everyone who walked into my house was squirted, so I know they're not after me.
Yeah.
Or if they were after me, they're out.
Okay.
So, you establish safe houses, you establish strategies, you know, you put the calls out, you find out where your targets might be. You also don't want to let people know who your target is, because your target is more likely of finding out. And you go drive to wherever your target is at, whether they're at work, at a friend's house, and you camp outside their work until they come out, and then you follow them in their car. They have to get out of that car sometime, so then it's a waiting game, or a car chase. They're trying to get away from you so they can get out of their car.
This is what happens before kids had video games.
Oh, we had video games.
No, this is great.
This was way more entertaining.
What?
This is insane. I never would have done anything this complicated as a child.
You guys didn't have this in your high school?
I did not have this iteration of it. I had an iteration when I was in Christian camp, actually, during one summer.
Oh, I bet that was intense.
There was an iteration called Killer, and there are several iterations of this from what I've read online about it on Wikipedia. But in this version, there was no water guns. It was totally structured differently in that you had to get your victim alone, actually, in order to kill them effectively, because the idea was you weren't supposed to know who the killer was. So I think there was only one killer, actually. And so you would have, like, let's say you'd have two cabins. So there's the boys' cabin and the girls' cabin or whatever. And they'd all be playing in this game. So one person would be selected as the killer. Everybody else would be, or maybe more than one killer, but at least one. And then everybody else would just be kind of playing the game, trying to figure out who the killer was. And so the idea was you would, if I were to get you alone and I would be the killer, I would instruct you to die at a certain point. So, like, you would die during dinner time or something like that. So it wouldn't necessarily be obvious who had killed you. Does that make any sense?
So you quote unquote poisoned him, possibly?
Yeah, something like that.
He just keeled over and he can't say it was you.
And then, you know, so through process of elimination, and others can, like, guess who the killer is, and if they're wrong, they're out of the game. It's kind of like Clue in a way. 855 453. There's more coming up. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and sign up for news updates. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook, whatever method is your preference. And so go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. Once again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Freedom Cam! I've got one. And I'm pretty satisfied with this little gadget. I've had it now for, well over a year, maybe more like 2 years. FreedomCam.net. They have a great product that will give you all-around protection. GPS and video. The video, I mean, you're a driving guy, Andrew. This is a cool device. I'm sure you've seen these things before.
I've seen it in your car, actually.
So you get front video, so you get the whole, you know, 180 degrees in the front of the car, basically. Maybe it's like 170. So it's a nice kind of a little fisheye, but you know, you get everything. It looks good. And then the rear view, I guess, kind of in cab view, which also will show you what's happening at night, because the Freedom Cam actually has infrared display or infrared lights. So it's got LED lights all on the front of it. So once the sun goes down, it detects that it's nighttime, turns on the infrared lights. So you always are able to see what's going on in the car. It doesn't matter if it's pitch black outside. So you get inside, outside the car cameras, GPS, you can see where you were going, how fast you were going at any time. You get in an accident, it's going to record that. It's got a G sensor in it, so it can feel things that are happening and will specially record and save things for you if something occurs that, you know, jostles the car in some way. So this thing not only is useful when it comes to maybe an accident situation, as far as who actually did what at an intersection or something like that, but it's also very useful if you have an interaction with the police.
Just like the Russian motorists, Russians are
they're huge,
prolific with dash cams, because there's just a horrible system, I guess, for proving accidents or I guess there's police corruption is very bad, and the occasional meteor explosion.
That's right.
And you capture that, and your video will be all over YouTube.
Somebody had just mentioned that the other night on the show. I think it was Mark that was talking about that. And I didn't realize the reasons why it was so popular. It's just because their system is so awful.
Yeah.
People need the accountability.
Absolutely. And it makes sense, because even here in America, it's, he said, she said, whenever there's an accident, and video proof is irrefutable.
For the most part.
The second camera, can you place it wherever you want in the car, or is it...
No, it's attached. They're both, like, in the same box.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Really, you get to decide at what point on your windshield you want to place it, and that kind of, at what angle
that
you want it.
Where...
It's kind of like a radar detector. It's this little box
like
that goes right on your dash.
Yeah, and it records to SD, so the way it works, it's always looping over and over again. So once it fills the SD card, it just removes whatever file was oldest and writes on that space. It's really brilliant. You can go to freedomcam.net to learn more and to get yours, because they're on sale now. Freedomcam.net. Plus, they take Bitcoin. I met the guy from Freedom Cam while I was out at the Bitcoin convention this weekend. Cool guy, and glad that we're on board, and he's on board with Free Talk Live. So once again, freedomcam.net. We were talking about the Assassin game, and we'll, of course, take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. But there's news about Assassin, and apparently... From what you're telling us, or you haven't really gotten into it yet, but Andrew, they're banning assassins.
The assassin game has been assassinated.
Yeah, I mean, several schools over the years have banned it, and the newest one is a New York City high school, Hunter College High School, and it's banning the game. And
ironic name.
If you're caught playing the game, I guess the seniors are playing it here. If the seniors are caught playing the game, they get banned from prom or graduation if they're caught playing. You know, at my school, they threatened us with expulsion.
Doesn't sound too bad.
No, really, it doesn't.
it's irrelevant.
And I bet I'm in the more adventurous segment of the players of this game. You know, the more danger-seeking segment, I guess. But either way, I certainly understand the outrage from, townsfolk and, people like that just getting upset, going to the city council or complaining to the cops. Or complaining to the school, saying, you got to do something about this. There's kids crawling around my house late at night, looking for my daughter.
I could see how that could go.
Well, that would happen anyway.
Well, so I understand the outrage, but like I said, it was a blast to do. And
yeah, it sounds like it.
It's too big. At least it was too big in my area to stop it. As long as someone was willing to organize it, there was nothing you could do to stop it. The organizers, had enough experience.
Oh, no, don't ban me from prom.
Right. Yeah,
I never went to prom anyway, not because I was banned, just because I didn't care.
Yeah, I ended up at a car show that night.
There you go.
Yeah. But,
well, that makes sure
you're
with.
So
I didn't go to a car show, I just didn't go.
And I also didn't go to high school graduation either.
Yeah, me neither.
Ooh, I did go to that.
How was it?
Boring.
Yeah.
Very boring.
Don't ban me.
I got to wear a suit.
I mean, if you had to pick, you'd pick Assassin over the prom and
absolutely. I mean,
graduation. Okay.
You know, like I said, we were facing expulsion and didn't stop anybody from doing it. Now, how far you took it was up to you, obviously.
How would they prove you were playing it anyway? I mean, basically, well, you got a squirt gun on you?
Oh, yeah. Squirt guns were banned.
But that... okay, but at school. But
at school.
Like, were they only banning you playing it at school, or was it if you get caught playing this at all, period, anywhere in the county?
Well, kids were arrested, and in the news it was shown that they were playing this game. So then they were suspended or punished at school in some way or another.
Problem with kids is they don't know their rights, so they'll always blab about things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you were... Yeah. You know, smart enough, you would just not talk about it and not admit, oh, yeah, I'm playing Assassin.
Well, also, the kid who got arrested was outside of someone's house late at night, and next thing they know, there's cops pointing guns at them because they're dressed in black.
Yeah.
You know, holding something around in their hand.
That could be problematic. Let's go to Douglas. He's in Pennsylvania. You can bring up anything you would like. Douglas, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Pugh and Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Douglas, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to talk about the abuse of welfare in the country.
Okay, sure.
I know a family, and they abuse welfare. Like they could easily get jobs. It's just pretty pathetic in my point of view.
Well, okay, so...
Sounds like par for the course.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of typical. People tend to abuse welfare because it's there, and so why not use it? So what do they do? I mean, can you give us more, I guess, precise examples? Thanks thanks for the call.
Fuck you.
Appreciate that. Oh, man, I blew the dump on that one. Sorry about that. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And that's too bad. So, yeah, if you're on the radio, you can't say certain words. And hopefully you guys won't have a problem with that tonight.
Yeah, because, I'm just glad it wasn't me that said that.
Trying to keep that in the back of my mind. It's hard to censor oneself whenever you're used to talking horribly. You know, I have a horrible problem. I was in the Army for many years, and it's like I don't work at a school or a preschool or, you know, a church or something.
No, you just hang out outside of one all the time.
Well, that's on my off time. I try not to talk about it too much. But for the most part, yeah, censoring oneself is hard. And I don't think that guy was trying to censor himself.
No,
it sounded like
not.
He was definitely.
You know, it's a shame. It's a shame that people can't have more creative prank calls. I mean, we've had some really great ones over the years, like really great character callers, like Cobra Commander, who's called a number of times, Gay Chris way back in the day. So many. Sanjay. I mean, for longtime listeners, they will remember some of these callers. And then there's just the lame teenagers, or I don't know, he sounded like he might have been in his early 20s. Just lamers who call in and drop the F-bomb on the radio.
Having a fun Friday night.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that we share with you on the site. We've got archives, so if you would like to go back in time, you can listen to as many episodes as you would like. Because there's probably more than you could possibly listen to, at least in any decent amount of time. We've done this show for a decade, and you get all the way back to late 2006 on our website for free at freetalklive.com.
That would be a lot of listening.
Yeah, it is. And, in fact, you can even dig into the original seasons if you want to grab the torrents. We've got torrents of season one and two of Free Talk Live. So, I mean, you can go all the way back to the beginning. And there's really only a few. If you wanted to, you could acquire almost all of the episodes through our website. There's maybe, I don't know, like a year and a half that's not in there. But otherwise,
it disappeared somewhere into the ether.
It exists somewhere out there. I just haven't really gotten around to doing anything meaningful about putting it online. There's so much content.
Do you know of anyone who's gone back and listened to all the episodes that you
somebody
have
must
available?
Have?
Yeah, I imagine that some people have, but that's just
someone with a lot of commuting time.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one thing to go back and listen to every episode of a show that's been once a week or every other week for years, but.
But a three-hour show that's six nights a week for the past couple years.
For the most part of that 10 years, it's been 6 nights a week. There was a time when we were only 5 nights a week as well. But, yeah, that's a lot of content. And it's all free for you over at freetalklive.com, so please do enjoy. And know this, Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from Porkfest X. But what about Puke and the Gang? I haven't heard for sure whether y'all are going to be recording your show there.
We don't like to plan things or prepare for anything.
Well, I don't know if we don't like to. We just don't. I would like to sometimes, but we're going to be missing one of our members. Julia will not be attending. So
Puke and the Gang minus one.
Yeah, it'll be a Puke Fest summer edition there.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't plan much for Liberty Forum this year, but it went off pretty successfully, thanks to you for letting us use your equipment and everything.
Well, right, the LRN.fm studio gear will be on site. I would recommend y'all get in touch with the Porkfest organizers and nail down a time if that's something that you might possibly decide you want to do.
Yeah, we might just set up our own equipment in the middle of a field if there's nice weather.
They're based
in power.
Hopefully there will be nice weather.
Electricity.
Because it's going to be Porkfest X, and you don't want to miss this. Whether or not Puke and the Gang decide to do a recorded show, we're going to have something like 8 live shows from LRN.fm all throughout the week. There's going to be a bunch of shows that are going to be doing their programs there.
You mean eight different shows?
8 different shows, I think. Maybe a little bit more. I'm not sure. It's still all kind of panning out. But Free Talk Live will definitely be live every single night from Porkfest X. It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and you're going to be able to join over 1,000 like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people who love the ideas of freedom, who actually care about liberty and are willing to do something about it. That's the point of the Free State Project, to bring 20,000 liberty-minded folks all to New Hampshire. And the three of us on the show are all Free State Project participants.
Yeah, and actually, I'm really excited for Porkfest this year because it's the first year that I get to go pretty much the entire time.
Really?
In the past.
Normally you are busy working.
I've either missed it altogether, or I've been able to go for one night at a time, and that's really no fun, driving 3 hours up there for one night after work.
And then have to go to work.
And then driving home. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it as well. It's always a blast to be around all kinds of great people. And you get to meet some big names like Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and more. Go and get registered at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. Let's go to Ron, listening in Virginia. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, two things. I wanted to add to the assassins conversation. We used to play this game called The Hunt. And what we would do is we would all dress up like a ninja garb. And we would buy these 8-foot-long bamboo poles and basically beat the bejesus out of each other with them.
Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. There was one instance where we got people called the police on us, and next thing you know, the apartment complex we're running around at 9 o'clock at night has 20-plus cops surrounding us and sending us to our, making us eat pavement with shotguns to our faces. So that was
awesome. Whoa.
Yeah, I mean, it can certainly escalate to that level. So, you know, Ron, what do you suggest be done to kind of tone the game down to where you can still have fun playing it, but kind of eliminate the danger aspect or the, you know, threat of being arrested?
Well, luckily no one got arrested there. He just got basically tongue-lashed. This was back in the 80s. I would say maybe, like, the same kind of people that hold paintball, you know,
like the Nerf guns?
Right, yeah, exactly. Nerf gun or airsoft or whatever. You know, if kids are interested in that kind of activity, they should try to find someone who might sponsor them, you know, in on private land, basically, so that, you know, that way officials have no business there.
But part of the idea of the assassin game is that it's a long-running game. Like, for you, it was
a couple
one
months
round
for
was
us.
A full week. Excuse me, yeah, one round was a week, and so there would be several rounds of elimination. So you wouldn't really be able to do it all in a short period of time on one piece of property.
And the world was our arena.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's not like we were isolated to a playground or something.
Well, what I would say is you should incorporate a rule where if you're discovered doing it is just like if an assassin in real life was discovered assassinating someone and someone caught him on video camera, he'd be all over the news and there'd be a manhunt and, you know, it would basically end his game.
Yeah, that might be a good idea that you also have to remain secretive about the game.
Exactly. So,
the first rule of assassin is you don't talk about assassin.
But the main thing I was actually calling about was a few weeks back I called up saying that we should start a letter writing campaign to certain retailers like Amazon or Starbucks and try to basically talk them into accepting Bitcoin. And Ian said, well, that'd be a great thing for you to start. So I did. And,
all right.
And I sent some letters out. I got some responses. And I created a Facebook page posting those letters and inviting people to do the same. Would it be okay if I plug it?
Yeah, please.
It's Do You Take Coin? Or no, Do You Take Bitcoin? I'm sorry. Do You Take Bitcoin is the page, and it's on Facebook.
Well, okay, so what responses have you received?
Well, I just made it last night at like 10 and not 10 nights, so I haven't received none yet. So this is the debut.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you said you sent letters.
Yes. From Amazon. Yeah. Amazon basically said, we do not accept outside ideas for how we run our business. No, I'm sorry. That was Starbucks. Starbucks says, we don't accept outside ideas on how we run our business, but we have a community online that you can then post your comments on, and it's voted upon, kind of like how we do the show prep, right?
Okay.
But I tried to log on to that site on Starbucks, and it doesn't work. It gives me a 503 error.
Right. Man, they are just blowing it. Starbucks reminds me of a story we talked about recently where they employed this Square system to where you would hook up with this Square wallet on your phone, and then you're supposed to be able to scan like a QR code and be able to pay Starbucks through the Square system rather than use cash. And just the rollout was a huge just debacle. They didn't train their employees correctly on anything about how to accept the Square payments. And
yeah, that was one of the features of the new iPhone 5 was some sort of like
Starbucks integration.
It was like a digital wallet. Like you could have Starbucks and all these other businesses that you go to, and
was
they would
the
just
Square
have a scanner. It could have been. It sounds familiar, but it was something very similar to that. And I have never heard anything since about it. You know, because who honestly is going to adopt that? Yes, you always have your smartphone, but you always have a wallet, too. You know?
Yeah, that can get so complicated. I mean, you can have Xbox points and, you know, everything else. Amazon, what are they, Amazon coins?
Yeah, Amazon already has their own little, not quite Bitcoin, because it's their own silly
private
coin,
currency.
Private thing called Amazon coins. And it's ridiculous because it's just, I'm going to exchange
Amazon.
Yeah, I'm going to exchange my dollars for coins to pay at Amazon. Why not just pay with dollars? You know,
so how great would it be if all the businesses that are doing this, you know, use our coins or our tokens, just use Bitcoins?
It would be great if any one of these big businesses took on Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah,
if Amazon,
sure.
Walmart, any of these companies took Bitcoin on, it would be huge news.
It just has to become profitable for them.
So you said the Facebook page is called Do You Take Bitcoin, or what was it again?
It's Do You Take Bitcoin.
Do You Take Bitcoin on Facebook? I support it. I hope you have some success. And if you do, give us a call and let us know. Thanks, Ron. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you would like. Take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live, the Puke in the Gang edition, sort of. It's Free Talk Live. Take it.
Woo!
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40 so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, take control, toll free at 855-453. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show, you can support Free Talk Live. One of the ways to do that is become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send $5 a month into Free Talk Live via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. We'll take that $5 in, combine it together with others, $5 or more, and we'll buy ads in like talk radio, business publications and such. We'll buy satellite hardware if necessary to bring a new station on board. Maybe they don't have the right kind of receiver, for instance. We can help them with that if we've got the funding, and we do, thanks to listeners like you, for becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Again, you can do that over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, amp-only podcast forum, and more. Go get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Back to the phones and the fun. Adam is on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, good. You've been following the Adam Kokesh kidnapping saga.
Yes, and I actually have an update on that today, but go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I wanted to make the huge announcement for you.
Okay.
That he has been freed.
Really?
And the charges were all reduced to citations.
No kidding, because they were coming after him allegedly for a felony assault.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the only charge?
I'm not sure, but I know that the citation, it's citations now, so I don't know if that means fines or what, but
it probably means that they had the videos that popped up after the incident pretty much clearly show that he was not assaulting anybody and such.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't get him with resisting arrest. I mean, because he clearly, to me, wasn't assisting. And usually when you don't assist them in your arrest, they hit you with a resisting charge. So it'll be interesting. Maybe we'll be able to get him on, because I had asked his manager, Lucas, to come on the show tomorrow night to kind of give us an update. But since Adam's out, might as well see if we can get him on instead. So maybe we'll be able to talk to Adam tomorrow and get all the direct details about what exactly is happening.
Yeah, I hope so, because, you know, primary sources are the best. And also, I think he's probably just resting now. He hasn't really posted anything official, but a friend of mine actually spoke to him on the phone. So
okay,
he's doing good as far as, you know, you can be after being in jail for almost a week.
Yeah, federal detention facility in Philadelphia is where he was being held. So not your average jail, federal jail.
Yeah, the only thing is, I don't know if his production team or Adam himself, they changed the open carry march to something called the Final American Revolution. Have you guys seen this?
No, I've not heard the details on this. Fill me in.
It's basically just, I mean, I agree with a lot of what they say, but, you know, when I signed up to be a part of this, to me it was supposed to be a peaceful, you know, protest, peaceful march. And now it just seems like they're declaring war on the federal government.
Who's behind it? Who's making this change?
That's what I don't know. I don't know if Adam did it or if I don't know if his production team did it. And hopefully you can ask him that if he, you know, calls in tomorrow.
Hmm. Yeah, some of the rhetoric for the march was getting a little sort of, you know, violent in nature, so to speak. You know, it's kind of like, let's everybody come down here and we're going to take them down with our guns, et cetera, you know, kind of stuff. And it's... maybe you ought to, you know, pull that back because this sort of thing could very easily de-escalate into a mess, you know, that would not be good at all for firearms.
Not only that, I mean, it's just basically an open invitation for an agent provocateur.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, absolutely.
I think it was already ripe for that anyway.
For any nut job who has for the government to come down and feel like he's safe to take action because he's surrounded by 1,000 other people who are armed.
One gunshot goes off, and that's going to give the feds the reason to just lay waste to a crowd of people.
Or a rock gets thrown, or a bottle, or whatever.
So, Adam, what are you saying that they're calling this protest now?
Well, they changed the title to the Final American Revolution, and then the description for the event has basically been completely changed from what it originally was. I don't even know if they're calling for a open carry gun march anymore at all, but it just seems like the word war implies violence, and I'm just not going to be a part of that. You know?
And the word war is involved as well?
Oh, well, it says, yeah, Final American Revolution. I'm sorry. I don't know if the word war is in there, but when you use the word revolution, it kind of implies, you know, overthrowing the government.
It does have that implication. I am not able to find this. If you can maybe post a link on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, because I looked for it and I found one called the Second and Final American Revolution, but only has 8 likes. So it's not even an event. So
it sounds very ominous. And
yeah, it does.
I'm interested to know the details here. You know, is this Adam Kokesh's decision, or did somebody else make a change, figuring Adam was going to be in jail?
Oh, here we go from the very reputable Alex Jones, Infowars.com. Adam Kokesh calls for new American Revolution. Imprisoned activists demands march on governors of 50 states.
I had heard something about them changing it to the state capitals. Have you heard that as well, Adam?
Yeah, that's what a part of what they changed it to. I'm going to get off the phone, guys, but be funny and be productive.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
Here's the first sentence of the article. Adam Kokesh, arrested last Saturday, has called for a new American Revolution to begin on July 4th with a march on all 50 state capitals. Kokesh remains in a federal prison. So this was written May 24th, which is today, is it not? So it must have been earlier today. Obviously, this is breaking news that he's out now.
He has been in touch with his manager, so we know that he has been able to get a message out.
Okay.
But we'll try to verify tomorrow night whether or not he has approved the change to this, because I know I saw Chris Cantwell posting online about this, saying he was disappointed that now the focus is being taken away from D.C., suggesting that, you know, the original event was supposed to be focusing on Washington, D.C., with 1,000 people marching with rifles from Virginia into D.C., and it sounds like they're completely changing the focus, making it 50 state capitals. I don't know if that even means that it's going to happen in D.C. as well. And how will it be, you know, if they're diluting the event to be at all the 50 state capitals, then is that going to mean that 1,000 people, already it was going to be a tough task to get 1,000 people to show up in D.C. and carry a rifle?
Yeah, I mean, as of right now, 4,900 people have said they're going on Facebook out of 93,000 invited.
He was hoping to get 10,000 people saying that they were going to go. So it sounded like he was well on his way to that.
Yeah, he's still got some time.
And the hopes, I guess, from his perspective, were that if he had 10,000 people say they would go, then 1,000 might actually show up. So it'll be interesting to learn more about that as it develops. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Maybe you have something you want to share about the march on D.C. or what is apparently now a march on all 50 state capitals involving firearms. We don't know how much violent rhetoric is being thrown around. It sounds like there may be some extra violent rhetoric, which could make things even more risky for the people.
Yeah, or something that just could be considered violent rhetoric, maybe not necessarily is. But, you know, it's very easy for people in the media to twist things about, make them sound much more ominous than they really are.
If you have a link to this, please just post it on the Free Talk Live Facebook page, and we'll take a closer look at it later. First, let's go to Joe, listening in Ohio to WAIS. Hello, Joe.
Hello. Well,
you're on the air.
I was originally inspired to call. Thank you. Taking control of the airwaves, but like I always say, control is an illusion. So I was inspired to call because you talked about talking. And as a veteran, I went through a phase in my life where, let's just say my language was colorful.
Okay.
Nursing school, though. And, you know, when you're a student, they got your tongue or self-centered, speak. So the original inspiration.
Are you cutting your own words out to make an artistic effect here?
That's what it sounded like.
It does sound like that. Because he is calling about censorship, so he's kind of like making himself quiet.
I was talking about self-censorship. First of all, what inspired me to call was it sounded like you had to shut somebody down. And so I had a few good quotes about talking. One of them is, if you can name it, you can tame it. And one of my favorites, I think I might have made up, although it is kind of a takeoff on Cesar Chavez, is you vote with your money, not with your mouth. So that was going to be my segue into Bitcoins. And then I had a whole rant I could do assassins. In our town, I live in a college town.
You're all over the place, man. Just pick one thing.
I'm going to drift through all that and say I respect Adam Kokesh, and as a veteran, you know, I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and I respected and appreciated what he was trying to do in D.C., but logistically, you know, gas money and time, there's no way I could go to that.
Would you be going to this state convention one or the state's, rally?
I will keep researching it. I think that sounds like to me a great idea. Rather than have 10,000 people in one place, to have even a few hundred in 50 places, you know, to me that makes, you know, I can budget that much gas money and that much time to drive, you know, 2 hours to my state capital and spend a day working with other like-minded people. Because
Joe, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. We'll see if we can dig in more information about this new version, this new iteration of the event that Adam Kokesh was originally planning to throw in Washington, D.C. And I also have an update on the Kokesh, the alleged guy who was supposedly planting something on him. I've got some detail on that coming up.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.